Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
11:08 on the KDK Radio Midday News. Here we are. Joe DiStio in for Lynn Hayes Freeland. And boy, if you had to get into work today, it is the King holiday, but a lot of people, many people were still working today. And it was not easy getting into town, getting across town. And for some folks, it was literally an hour delay, if not longer, and a lot of confusion as well, because some people, if you don't know town or know what bridges you have to get across, it's simply not that easy. KDK Radio Shelby Cassesi is joining me in the studio. The story this morning, some runaway barges on the Monongahela River. Shelby, exactly what happened this morning? Take us through the story.
Yeah, well, what a start to our Monday, huh?
Yeah,
with
for sure.
All this happening. So early this morning, officials aren't 100% sure how this all started, but we first started to hear about loose barges on the Monongahela River, that one of them hit the Liberty Bridge, and as soon as you know it, there's 12 of them out there. Officials confirmed 12 barges got loose on the Monongahela River this morning, and it closed down pretty much all of the big name bridges in the city that you can think of off the top of your head: the Liberty Bridge, Smithfield Street, Fort Pitt Bridge, West End Bridge, the Keys Rocks Bridge. And, you know, on a normal work day, I can't imagine what the delays would have been, the issues on the roadways would have been, secondary accidents caused by all the delays. Fortunately, it is a holiday. There were still some very heavy delays on the roadways out there, but it was essentially a waiting game for a lot of people or trying to divert around the city, which caused a lot of heavy delays on East Carson Street, that sort of thing. And it was, you know, every sort of half hour, another bridge would open up. And essentially what they wanted to make sure of was that along with the Liberty Bridge, these other bridges weren't getting hit. And throughout the morning, the KDK Radio Morning News spoke with PennDOT as well as the Coast Guard to just kind of get updates. And at one point, the representative from PennDOT talked about how, I believe there was a similar incident with the Birmingham Bridge a couple years ago. Does
yes.
that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Where the Birmingham Bridge was hit and it knocked the bearings on the bridge and the bridge dropped 8 inches. And that was a similar scenario that they were worried about today.
Yeah.
And fortunately, it doesn't seem like there was much to worry about because all of the bridges are open now. The last one to remain closed was the Panhandle Bridge. It was sort of later on in the morning that we learned that bridge was hit as well, the Port Authority.
The Panhandle is used by the Port Authority for their LRT vehicles.
Right, exactly. You know, it was not a bridge that passenger vehicles
right,
were using,
right,
but
right.
they still didn't want passenger vehicles to pass underneath that for, you know, very obvious reasons. But, you know, although it was a very hectic morning, a lot was going on, people were trying to get into work. If you were working today, it is good news that that situation has kind of diffused and all the bridges are open again, and hopefully they can investigate a bit more into what caused this. The representative from the Coast Guard that spoke to us this morning said that there was no official cause at the moment, but with the weather the way it is and the currents, these things can happen sometimes.
Now, you come in fairly early. Did you have any trouble getting into work, or did you
I
have
didn't.
To cross one of these bridges?
No, I was blissfully unaware until I got in this morning. I take 79 southbound down to work, and I was able to avoid the whole thing. And a couple of our coworkers weren't as fortunate, but
yeah,
at least we were.
I know the south side was a real mess on Carson Street because a lot of folks were trying to divert to get across a bridge and then try to wind your way wherever you had to go. Carson Street, I know, was a mess. I came down 79 after you, and it looked pretty much like a normal to even heavy rush hour because so many people were using 79 to get across the Neville Island Bridge because
yeah.
it was simply hard to get across either the Mon or the Upper Ohio River.
Mm-hmm. And this morning, you know, the 10th Street Bridge and the Birmingham Bridge were two of the alternates you could take. So that's easy to see why the south side was just jam-packed this morning.
Is it clear why those bridges were open? Well, the Birmingham is farther up, so it wasn't impacted by the barges, I'm assuming. And it must have been clear that the 10th Street was not struck.
Yes, and I could be, I'm trying to think of how things are laid out, and I could be wrong, and you can correct me, but I believe, is 10th Street, 10th Street is in the middle of the Liberty Bridge and the Birmingham Bridge,
yes,
correct?
So yes.
The furthest out, it seemed that where it was affected was the
I
Liberty
see.
Bridge.
Was
because
the Liberty.
It was the Liberty
that was the
Bridge,
first bridge.
Over
yeah.
to the Smithfield Street Bridge, over okay. to the West End McKees Rock. So it
gotcha.
Went in that direction. So those bridges on the other end weren't affected.
Well, we'll have to find out why it happened and hopefully not again. Although, like you say, every so often these kind of barges do break away in rough weather. Shelby, thanks for the update.
Thank
Hope
you.
You make it a safe morning for everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.